Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today we're going to talk about combination resumes, targeted resumes, and mini resumes. This is an overview of the different kinds of resumes and when to use them. Having a resume that fits the description of the job you are targeting is imperative, but with the many types of resumes out there, choosing which one to use can be confusing. This article will provide a brief overview of combination, targeted, and mini resumes, and show you just when to use them in your search for that perfect position. Combination resume. The combination or hybrid resume is a mixture of the chronological resume and the functional resume. It is a flexible format that allows you to highlight the strongest section of your resume, education, skills, or work history. It is often used to emphasize skills and draw attention away from specific jobs or employers. It is well suited for recent graduates with little work experience, those who have worked for a long time in one field and would like to avoid repetitive job descriptions, those who are changing careers and want to stress their skills rather than specific employers or jobs, mid-career professionals with long work histories, and those with a lot of specific skills or accomplishments. The combination resume includes personal details, an objective, accomplishments and skills, usually in a few different functional categories, for example, sales, business development, or management, work history, and education. If, like most people using this type of resume, your intention is to emphasize your skills, the education and work history sections will be brief, listing only degrees and dates and employers' locations and dates, respectively. When looking at our combination resume example, remember this format is highly flexible, so resumes may look quite different depending on the section emphasized. If you are applying for a specific job, however, you should consider a targeted resume. Targeted resume. Targeted resumes are customized for specific jobs. These are useful in cases where you're responding to a job posting and are familiar with the specific responsibilities of a position. While they are much more work than a general resume or a general cover letter, which you would send to multiple employers, targeted resumes can be well worth the effort, especially if you feel you are a perfect match for the position. You may use a chronological, functional, or combination resume format, which includes sections on personal information, qualifications, experience, and education. There are several ways to target your resume to a specific job. You could use your general resume and then include a short summary, either a list or paragraph form, at the top of the resume to emphasize your qualifications, experience, education, and credentials that match the ones listed in your job description. Or you could write an entirely new resume, revising your skills, responsibilities, and experience to match the requirements of the job. Both of these choices should be accompanied with a specific and properly formatted cover letter showing the HR professional at your target company why you would be great at the job. Highlight your skills and experience and explain how these match the job in question. Mini resume. Mini resumes are just what they sound like, shortened resumes. They are essentially a summary of your full resume that can be used for various purposes. You should have one ready for prospective employers upon request and for networking. They are often printed on back of a standard business card with your contact information on the front. Regardless of what resume you choose, make sure your formatting is consistent and your grammar and spelling are impeccable. Make the best first impression possible. If you are unsure about your resume, no matter the form, our personal document editors can help. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com. Because grammar matters.